But like say Pat, well, meal or feed came in a what?
Horse feed?
Yeah.
Well, it's a big cook of sacks.
Cook sacks.
100 pound of sacks, that's right. Well, now that's something we didn't buy much, but horse feed, we raised ours.
Yeah.
Now, niggers, I don't know whether you understand about sharecrop. They got hay, they raise corn on hay. We pick hay, they pick hay, you know. Well, and then cotton, they took hay, but we furnished them. And then after they paid up to what the debt, then they got what declared. But in other words, if it made $500, one family, well, after he got through paying for his groceries that he used all the year and the clothes he bought, so forth, and then what he had left, so he had $250 coming. Well, after he paid up everything, then we give him the cash and the rest of it. That's the way sharecropper was done.
Yeah.
But we furnished houses. We had to keep furnished houses. You don't see a nigger house, a kid. There's one here left on my place. You know, well, it used to be right here. It was 5 or 6 inside of my house. Not on my place, and his bound place up there. You don't see nigger houses nowhere. They're packed all gone now. And which was pretty expensive keeping up the nigger houses.
Yeah. When that old woman would come and get your clothes, what'd she carry them in?
Right here. You mean the wash? It'd stay right here. Yes, if we had those big foot tubs, and she'd wash them, she'd heat the water. We had to draw water in those days, you know, and then put clothes in a big foot tub. You ever seen one of these old hand washing boards? What do you call it?
Yeah, but in fact, I can go further back than that. I can remember going to my grandmother and seeing using a battling board. You ever see those?
No.
They would beat the clothes with a battling board. I got you there because I can remember seeing some of the hands.
Well, I know what you're talking about. It's certain clothes they'd use that, wouldn't it? On certain fine dress clothes and so forth.
Maybe, I don't know. But you talking about a scrub board?
Yeah, just old rub board with ridges, you know, ridges on it.
Yeah.
Whatever those covers made, just 12-inch plank cut it, you know, and then just cut out the ridges.
Yeah.
Of course, you could buy them, too.
Well, what would hold a run around the stays of a barrel to hold a barrel in place? Hold the
stays. Well, they would just be wedged on there, the way that barrel was made, and those stays being there tight, and the band, and it would eventually tear, but not.
Oh, they had metal.
Yeah, metal band. Around. Yeah, them old big, hardy rod, man, them things was heavy. And then they bought flowering barrels, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember. We never thought about going and getting a 25-pound sack of flour like you do now. Well, I think they don't buy that much now, but up home, when we'd go to Norwood, buying supplies, that's what it would be, a barrel of flour. And so it'd last a good while, but not too long for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have biscuits barn for breakfast. That was the only time we had biscuits. And that bought a biscuit sub then, but the rest of it wasn't biscuits. It was done in supper.
Did you ever see people take the bark off trees and weave them?
Wait a minute, they whip that up?
Or clothes, basket clothes?
No. It is an old mulberry bark tree to get and make whips, you know, fatten, but it wouldn't last long. Just chap doing. That's why we used to do that.
Yeah. Well, what would they carry things around in, like you?
I don't know. I really don't remember. I reckon they had purses, but I don't remember.
No, I mean pick cotton. You put it
oh,
in.
Well,